DW.
A Christian song, sung in Arabic, marks the start of the day. The lyrics are projected on the wall of a classroom, where students and professors of the Theological Institute have come together for a morning service. They come from all across Africa. Hardly anyone here speaks Arabic. That's also the case for Anne-Marie Eksana, who was born in Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo and now lives in Morocco.
I am a Protestant Christian.
Eksana explains she's a Protestant evangelist, a lay preacher. She says she used to preach in a very emotional, euphoric way in her services. But today, she says she puts more emphasis on theological substance.
I have learned a lot here and I've changed the way I preach.
It's part of what she learned here at the Al Mouafaqa Ecumenical Institute of Theology in Morocco's capital, Rabat. Members of both Christian denominations, Protestants and Catholics, are being trained together here. The name Al Mouafaqa means walking towards each other, says director Bernard Coyot.
The simple fact that you learn to better understand the creed of the other denomination and to do it in an Islamic context contributes to improved integration.
Coyot is a theologian and ethnologist. Immigrants from southern Africa have brought new life to the local Christian minority, which had been dying out. Even a few new congregations were formed. That's why the heads of the Protestant and Catholic churches in Morocco decided to form a common training institute to qualify theologians. Bernard Coyot's mission is to provide both lay people and trained priests with theological knowledge and to make sure they're ready for the dialogue of different creeds and cultures, which is crucial in Morocco.
Religion shouldn't lead to increased tension. On the contrary, it ought to be a factor that helps us better understand each other and have a good relationship with the culture around us.
That's why both the study of Islam, as well as the history of Jews in Morocco, is part of the curriculum, along with Christian theology and the creed taught by Jesus. Protestants and Catholic Christians attend the same classes. They also study and pray together. But there are some pressing questions they can't avoid, such as, why can't Catholic priests get married? When will the Pope allow women to become Catholic pastors? Why are there so many different Protestant groups? These aren't taboo topics, says Oscar, a visiting student from Bangui in the Central African Republic.
Of course, there are topics which we have very different views about, and in those cases, we agree that we cannot agree on certain points.
Oscar is Protestant. Benzevi is a Catholic. He's from Brazzaville in the Congo, and says that here in Morocco, he's learned to see the Muslim faith differently.
We immediately think of terror attacks and jihadism, but here we learn that Islam is also a religion of love.
The courses at the Institute in Rabat run from 2 weeks to 2 years. There's a big library with more than 6,000 books for the current group of 50 students. The tuition fee is around 7,000 euros a year. Donors from Europe support the Institute. Morocco's king, Mohammed VI, also supports the Institute, not financially, but he has given the seminary his blessing. It's part of the king's strategy to improve relations with other African states. But despite all the apparent tolerance here, there's one thing that's not permitted: missionary work.
DW.